Every day, Bill Frank...
We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only.
...talks with the best guests in America about business.
You mean business?
Monkey business?
Are you ready to get down to business?
All right! Everybody's here and that means we can get down to business.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
The entertainment capital of the world.
What kind of entertainment?
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Sports.
Game on.
A grueling test of strength, speed, and stamina.
Wow, just like in the pros.
And the local community.
The rage in local radio.
Find out what's going on locally.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time now for the Bill Frank Radio Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA. Now, here's your host.
Bill Frank.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. You can also hear me streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. The Bill Frank Show is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 289-1520. Or if you're outside of the area code, the number is area code 805-289-1520. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his or her perspective on one or the other of these topics. My next guest is the mayor of Ventura. We're going to discuss issues surrounding water, specifically Ventura's proposed water rate increase and the connection to the WAVE project and other new water ordinances. He's joined in the studio by Nancy Brochardt, who is the management analyst at the General Manager's Office of Ventura Water. Thank you both for being in studio. And thank you for being my guest today.
Of course. Thanks for having us, Bill.
Well, great. So let's run it down. Mike, of course, you were first elected to the city council in November 2009. Then you were appointed to the role of deputy mayor by your colleagues in December of 2009. You served as the deputy mayor for 2 years. You're a native of Ventura. You and your wife, who is a retired teacher from the Ventura Unified School District, met as students at Ventura High School, and you've been married for 40-plus years. Congratulations on that. You were also the police chief from 1999 to 2005, capping off a 30-year career with the city. And Nancy, I know that you work at Ventura Water. Tell us a little bit about your role at the Water District.
I directly support the general manager, but my primary responsibility at this time is coordinating public relations and all of our outreach efforts. And as you well know, we've been very busy, especially this past year.
All right. Well, and that's the reason that you're here. So let's talk water, shall we? I mean, that's why we're here. So talk to us about these proposed water rate increases for the city of Ventura. First of all, why are the rate increases needed? For what will these extra funds be used?
Well, let me begin, Bill, but just by pointing out that, you know, in Ventura, we're really blessed to have a terrific water system and water supply. We're one of the few communities in California that has its own water supply. We don't import any water. We have it all right here in Ventura. Our system is aging. We have a lot of infrastructure needs that we're dialed in on now. The current hot topic, of course, is the water rate increase. That's the result of about a year of evaluation and study by the city and by the community. Even with the increase that's being proposed, we're going to be in about the median rate structure, about a median in terms of this rate structure for our neighboring community. We'll be right about in the middle of that.
That's right.
So I'll let Nancy talk a little bit about, you know, the system and exactly how the rates were decided upon. But I just want to preface it with that. We have a terrific water system in Ventura.
And I'm glad that you did. It's worth noting. And right now, we are significantly below the rates that our other cities, our sister cities, are paying. Camarillo, Ojai, all of the other cities are paying much, much higher. That is a given. So, Nancy, tell us about the aging infrastructure. Why is the rate increase needed? What are the funds going to be used for?
Well, I don't know that everyone understands that the rates pay not just for the water that's delivered or the water that's cleaned when you're finished using it, but it also pays for the system. All of the facilities and all the treatment and everything that we need. So people will say to me, oh, gosh, that seems so much for water. And I'll say to them, are you aware it also covers replacement of all these facilities that have life cycles. They don't last forever, and some of them have been working very hard for us for a very long time. So that's the first thing that really makes a big impact on our rates. If we didn't raise rates, then we could probably manage our operational budget. But the rate increases primarily are going to replace and upgrade our systems, because we have a lot of older systems that we need more capacity. We need more facilities to meet regulations. So there's a lot of different issues involved. And of course, there's also, you know, electricity rates have increased, and just the regular expenses, fuel, all of those things come out of our budget also. And so the rates are needed to cover those costs also.
All right. So it goes towards the infrastructure. And maybe many people don't realize, but aren't our water fire hydrants also part of your water system? And one of the big renovations that you're doing right now, because I've seen this personally, is you're replacing the fire hydrants.
Yes. And going along with just replacing those fire hydrants is your water pressure. And so, you know, you have to have proper water pressure to run those hydrants properly. So, you know, the two systems work together, and a lot of people don't realize that we also take care of those. If you didn't have the proper water pressure in the hydrants, we wouldn't have fire protection.
All right. So, Nancy, let me come back to what your answer that you gave, which was a very cogent answer. Thank you for that. But I want to differentiate between two things, which are capital improvements, some of the things that you're talking about with the infrastructure, and then ongoing expenses, such as the electricity rate increase and so forth. Those are two very radically different things. The increase in the electricity, for example, that comes out of your operating budget. Does that require us to increase our rates simply because of the cost of electricity, or is most of this going towards replacing the aging infrastructure?
It's both. You're right. There are two separate budgets. There's the operational budget, which would cover in expenses such as electricity, fuel increases, chemicals, and then you have your capital budget. So, but when we develop the rates, we have to put the cost for all of those budgets together to figure out how much money we need to generate.
All right. So as these facilities start to depreciate and so forth, they need to be replaced. What is the typical life cycle? I mean, do we know 5 years in advance, 10 years in advance that we're going to need to replace a water treatment facility? Or is it something that just springs up on us?
Oh, no. We know. All the assets have different life cycles, and we're in there maintaining them every day. So we know what their condition is. We know if they're causing us more problems or experiencing more breakages or failures. So we have to consider all of that in designing a capital program that is proactive.
All right, great. My guests are Nancy Brochart, who is with the Water Ventura Water District, and His Honor the Mayor, Mike Tracy, the mayor of the city of Ventura. And so this is now thrown open to both of you. We know what the depreciation cycle is for all of these plants and so forth. Now, Ventura City Council, just a couple of years ago, transferred about $1 million that was loaned to the redevelopment agency to help build the WAVE department. They took it from the water district and then loaned it, in essence, to the redevelopment agency for the WAVE building. And the promissory note that was written on that reads something to the effect of, the holder, which would be the city of Ventura, does not currently need the funds, which are unencumbered. That's what the promissory note says. So if we knew in advance that we were going to have these aging infrastructure issues and $1 million was in the water budget already, what was it that prompted us to see these funds were unencumbered that we could transfer them over?
Well, actually, I'm not familiar with that money being borrowed from the I'm not aware of that.
Yeah.
I maybe should be, but I'm not aware of it. So it's difficult for me to answer your question. Other than to say that $1 million is, I mean, that's a lot of money, obviously.
You bet it is.
But it's a relatively small amount of money that is needed to rebuild our water and wastewater infrastructure. I'm not even familiar with the loan you're talking about, but it wouldn't be, it would have a very insignificant amount of impact on the water rates.
All right. Well, I mean, $1 million is $1 million.
Absolutely. I'm not minimizing that.
What is the capital budget, Nancy, for these improvements that we're talking about?
Well, let me just preface it with the statement that in the last 10 years, on the water side at least, we have invested $81 million. And the next 10 years, we have projected $120 million. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head for the wastewater side, but those are some similar numbers.
All right, so $120 million over the next 10 years, of which $1 million would be roughly 11%. Not an insignificant amount of money.
It'd be less than 1%.
Less than
1%? $120
million. $120 million, yeah. $1 million. You're right. It'd be less than 1%. All right, so getting back to the issue at hand, the aging infrastructure, the money that is going into place, how are you selling the citizens of Ventura on this rate increase? What is some of the feedback that you're getting at these public hearings?
One of the issues that we talk about is sustainability and reliability. Mayor Tracy said earlier, we only have local water sources, and they're limited. And water that we don't use today can be left in the environment or left in the aquifers. So it's a more sustainable way to go. And we need the infrastructure to remain solid so we don't lose water through leaks or other problems. So I think people understand that we have to invest. And those are local dollars. Dollars people pay. They're used here locally. They create jobs. And it really does help our economy in the long run because we all need clean water.
One of the themes that I've heard at the public meetings, most people come in, they want to find out how it's going to impact their individual rate. And, you know, most of them find out through the course of these meetings, they find out exactly what we're doing. And as Nancy mentioned earlier, most people are thinking our rate's being increased by X amount, you know, just for the water. I mean, the water comes into our house and we're being charged this much more money for the same product we've been getting. They don't realize the additional cost for the infrastructure. They also don't think in terms of, you know, water and wastewater. I mean, wastewater is a huge part of our water system. And so we're really talking about a commodity that we can't live without, a commodity that we count on with virtually, we expect it to be there when we need it. We expect it to be clean and healthy and provide the for our many needs. And I think when they're exposed to the intricacies and complexities of the system, many people realize that, you know, it's really a pretty good bargain.
Well, water is the sustenance of life. We need it. There's no question about it. Break it down for us. How much for the average family? What is this going to mean to them? I mean, we all talk about rate increases. Everybody gets a little fearful. What are we looking at in terms of, say, an annual or a monthly increase that an average family might be feeling here?
The average increase for water and wastewater will be about $1.19 a month starting in July 2012, and another increase of about $4.77 a month in July of 2013. So a total of about $6 a month.
$6 a month, $72
At the end of the first year.
At the end of the first year. So we're looking at an increase for the average family of about $72 per year is what we're looking at. All right, that seems fair. Now, I want to change gears, if I can, for just a little bit, get away from the rate increase and talk about the ordinance right now that is in front of the City Council that was tabled. I think it's coming up again for discussion again, maybe even as soon as this week, for water. It's a water ordinance here in the city of Ventura for any landscaping needs that are going to be undertaken. And my understanding of this, Mike, and you can help me out with the details here, that one aspect of the ordinance is low water plants be used whenever we're doing landscaping, and that's actually a small part of it. Other parts of the ordinance require that property owners who are installing new landscaping or renovating existing landscaping that covers more than 2,500 square feet, that they get a permit, they follow best practices, and that we're trying to add a new ordinance on top of this, which if an ordinance didn't exist, I'd say, okay, that's probably a good thing to look at. However, there's a state ordinance that is in place right now that if we as a city of Ventura don't come up with our own ordinance, the state ordinance kicks in. So talk to us a little bit about this ordinance.
Yeah, that was before the council a couple months ago, and it was sent back for some additional work. I don't think it's on the agenda for this week, and I don't believe it's on the agenda. But the city is under a mandate to reduce our water usage by 20% by the year
2020.
And there is a state law that unless a local municipality adopts a more rigorous ordinance, the state law applies. And that was essentially the debate between the council, among the council, when it was presented before. So it was sent back for some additional work. My own personal view on that is that the state law is adequate, that it accomplishes what we would need to do to meet our conservation needs. And we'll see where the council lands on that when it comes back before us.
And I'm looking at this as an outsider looking in. I would have to agree with you on that statement, that the state law is in place. That is probably adequate as it is right now. Who proposed this? Why would it come before the council that we'd need a more stringent water ordinance?
Well, it was the belief of staff that we needed to do as much as we could possibly do. And they came up with some minor revisions to the state law that added a little bit more of a standard. They were also trying to make the state law, frankly, is very unclear. It's not a very well-written law. And our staff was trying to make the provisions of that law more understandable and usable to the average citizen who was trying to meet the state standard. And that was, as I say, that was part of the debate between
right.
the council.
And that will come up before city council sometime here in the month of May, possibly early June. So
yes.
People should stay tuned to find out how that actually plays out.
Absolutely.
My guests have been Nancy Brochart from the Ventura Water District and His Honor the Mayor, Mike Tracy, from the City of Ventura. Thank you so much for both of you coming into the studio and help clarify some of these issues around a topic, water, which is central to all of us. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, thank you very much.
And I'll be back with my next guest after these words from my sponsor.